follow along in our home maintenance calendar. You can get for free by sending an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com and let us know where you'd like us to send that, and we'll put you on the mailing list. And it's only for the calendar. We don't sell it to anyone else. We don't send you anything else. Just once a year, we'll send you our annual home maintenance calendar. Some of the to-dos repeat every year. Some of them don't. And grout sealing done properly is not one you will need to repeat every single year. And it's not something you need to do if you're on one of the newer synthetic grouts. It's the old cement-based grouts that require frequent, not, I wouldn't say frequent, and obviously depending on what the grout is on, a backsplash next to the stove isn't as used, doesn't get as much grease buildup food product as the backsplash over by the refrigerator that might be 2 or 3 feet away. The countertop that has your stack of papers, you know, it may never see the light of day and be protected under there for a long time. The grout on your major pathways through your home obviously have a lot more wear on those areas. But the proper, the hardest thing about sealing grout is you have to stay off it. And it's hard to stay off it on the floor inside your home. So it's a great project to do as you get the expedition packed up. Send the kids over to play at a friend's house. You get your steam cleaner out, clean it, and then go on your week-long summer vacation, and then come back. That would be the perfect time, as long as you're disciplined enough to finish the project before you leave. You know, you got the car running, the kids whining. Were you there yet? You haven't even left the property. So it's a hard one to coordinate because you've got to be disciplined to staying off of it. And it doesn't matter. That discipline lasts about the 2 or 3 trips down that hallway. You're tiptoeing along the edge, and then you get tired of that. But it'll help extend the life of your tile and your grout job. It'll help it look cleaner. It'll look nicer, and you can get that entire article at rosieonthehouse.com. You can take the information, put it right into your home maintenance application. If you've signed up for our HomeZada digital home maintenance app, it'll help send you reminders, and you can program that again for about another 4 years as a reminder to check that and do that process. And if you need a contractor to help, of course, we've got the Rosie on the House Certified Partner Network that can help you with any projects you're looking to tackle around your home, castle, or cabin, or even like a propane supplier. Dave, I don't think we even gave your phone number out. We mentioned you're out on Iron Springs, but if somebody wanted to get a hold of you.
Oh, they can get us on the phone at area code 928-636-1600. And, of course, we're available on the web at barrettpropane.com.
And this is not a home improvement question, and generally this is stuff we would keep in the Arizona staycation hour at 7 o'clock, but because you were a firefighter, and because a hotshot in particular here in Prescott, and because they have a free showing of the movie Only the Brave, the story of the Granite Mountain hotshot crew, it's at the Elks Theater Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Starts at 7 o'clock. It is free. They do ask for a cash donation of any, so a buck or 10 bucks or 100 bucks, whatever you want to contribute. You can go get a screening in the historic Elks Theater, which is a beautiful setting. What did you think of it? I haven't had the courage to watch it yet.
Yeah, you know, I hesitated, but I did see it about a year ago, and I was pleasantly surprised. I was a little worried about them not really staying
Hollywooding it up too much.
Yeah, exactly. They were going to Hollywood it up, but, you know, actually the story, the way the hotshots acted and what happened and the events and everything, I think it really played true to the story.
Good. I know a lot of people were upset it was recorded in
New Mexico.
But I thought that area of Yarnell is so unique, and it's obviously burnt. They can't refilm it there.
Yeah, some of the Prescott scenes they recorded in New Mexico, too. But nonetheless, it worked, and I would really recommend going to see this movie, especially right now when it's free right here in Prescott, Arizona.
Right at the Elks Lodge.
At the Elks Theater. Yes.
Not Elks Lodge, Elks Theater.
And if you haven't been to Elks Theater, you need to go there anyway, so why not use this as an excuse to go see the Elks Theater and see the remodel they did several years ago and enjoy Only the Brave at the same time. And
it's come up a couple times recently, and I think I could finally watch it. That was the story about the Granite Mountain hotshots that perished in the Yarnell fire, and just a week earlier had saved the champion juniper tree in the state. There's a program that the Arizona Forestry Department has where if it's the biggest, largest tree of that species in the state, it's crowned the champion tree. There's the champion ironwood tree is on Carefree Highway. You can see it if you know what you're looking for on the south side of the road in the wash between mile markers 8 and 9. The juniper champion tree is on the southwest side of Granite Mountain, and it's not really published because they don't want there's already people that have carved names in it that have passed by, and they don't publish size publicly announce where it is a lot, but you can find it if you know what you're looking for.
And my wife and kids have been there. I haven't been there, and I think there's a little plaque there. And
there is.
You do have to find your way. You have to drive and then walk quite a distance to get there, and there isn't signage pointing directions, so you really have to know where you're going. But
and in the setting it's in, you would think a champion tree would stand out like a sore thumb. It's not completely obvious until you get right up to it.
You've been there, I take it?
I have.
Oh, good. And, you know, it's just an iconic picture of the hotshots standing in a little pyramid in front of the tree and hanging out there. Really is cool because they just saved that tree from the
Granite Mountain
Fire. The Dosey Fire.
Fire. Well, that's something I'm going to have to come back up for Thursday night.
And that's something I have to go see is the tree.
The tree? Yes, you do.
Yes.
So what are you doing? We'll want to go for a hike after the broadcast?
Let's go.
All right. Well, we are moving into our On the House Hour, diving into something specific on the house. It's Energy Month here at Rosie on the House. We've been covering all the different ways Arizona gets its energy source, and we're going to talk about sustainable building and how a reduction in demand, instead of generating energy, creating a home that requires less energy. And we've got Tom Riley of Renovations, who's, we'll get into all the different plaques that are sitting here on the wall.